The ILCA stands for the International Labor Communications Association, and it's an affiliate of the AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, otherwise known as the bulk of the labor movement. And the ILCA has been around for 49 years. We'll have our 50th anniversary next year. And it's the Association of Labor Communicators. So members of the ILCA are labor union newspapers and magazines and websites and radio shows and TV shows and independent, labor-oriented and worker-oriented radio shows and websites and newspapers and magazines. And the ILCA, as an organization, works to improve labor media. There was a lot bigger and more effective labor press in this country 40 to 50 years ago, and there is a labor press in some European countries today that's actually effective, that competes with the corporate press, that influences the public debate, and we would like to move the labor movement in the direction of rebuilding that sort of a labor communications operation, so that we're not focused entirely on spinning the corporate reporters the right way, which ultimately we cannot do. You know, we can do better, but we can't do enough. Or on putting all our money into television advertising, which is just not as effective as producing newspapers and magazines that say what we want to say and include multiple voices and points of view from around the labor movement that communicate with workers in and outside the labor movement in an effective way and in a democratic way. So we lobby for labor newspapers that are not just glorified press releases from union presidents, but that cover issues and cover issues from multiple viewpoints and interview members in the rank and file and include letters to the editor. And we believe that disagreements and partisanship and constructive criticism are healthy and necessary for growth in the labor movement. So the ILCA has a website at ilcaonline.org that serves as a resource for labor communicators. And the editors of various labor papers post some of their best articles there and go there looking for articles and cartoons and photos that they can use from other ILCA members. So it's sort of a clearinghouse of labor reporting. And some of the stories that are reported there from multiple sources cannot be found anywhere else, cannot be found in the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Wall Street Journal. There are issues and stories and viewpoints that are just shut out of this increasingly concentrated corporate media.
Well, there was some other things about your website. Don't you have audio and video available on there?
We do, but only for ILCA members. We have a lot of our website available to anyone, and any of the text articles on our website can be reproduced for free, no questions asked, by anyone at all, if they give credit to the authors and to the ILCA. But to access various features of our site, including all sorts of resources on how to make a good newsletter, how to produce a good newspaper, and our photo and cartoon gallery and audio and video gallery, to get to that stuff, you have to be an ILCA member. And, you know, several hundred unions are members in terms of their publications or their websites. But any freelance reporter or any organization or individual that wants to support the growth of labor media can apply to join the ILCA as an associate member, and we encourage people to do so.
Oh, okay, yeah, because actually in our listening audience, I know there is one guy that listens quite a bit who's been published lately writing a lot of labor-related articles for progressive national publications. And we've got a IMC in Champaign, too, an independent media center.
Uh-huh.
And I know there's, well, As a matter of fact, somebody just got back from Argentina, where they'd been videotaping about workers, well, actually non-workers, the unemployed people there, taking over abandoned factories and starting their own production. So they might be interested in joining.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, is there a link to that on your homepage?
Yeah, if you go to ilcaonline.org and look over on the left and down a little ways to where there are a lot of links, and there's one called Joining the ILCA. And people can also contact me directly at D as in David, Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, at aflcio.org.
Oh, okay. And as a matter of fact, last night I filled out the form.
Yes, and I got your email, and we are grateful and welcome you as a member, and that will be terrific.
Okay, and I believe there is a sort of a nominal donation involved.
Well, there's a membership dues, and for some of the bigger international unions, the dues is quite large, whereas for small local unions, it's small. And for associate members, it's $50 a year for an individual, or $250 a year for an organization. And it's more than that for a company that wants to sponsor us. But someone who's joining as a freelance writer who wants to be involved with labor communicators and share their writing and have access to our resources, it's $50 a year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's comparable to membership in our radio station here that lets you get on the air.
Oh.
I noticed on your page where it listed your board of directors, or I can't remember if they're called the board of directors, and your staff. It looked like, at least in terms of professional or working background and industries, the unions that they've come from and deal with looked pretty diverse.
Yeah, we have a board with 20 board members from unions from a wide variety of industries around the country, and so it's geographically diverse, it's racially diverse, and it's diverse in terms of unions. And our president is the editor of a local Ask Me newspaper in New York. Our secretary treasurer is the president of the Postal Workers Press Association, and he's in Iron Mountain, Michigan. And we have about 17 vice presidents spread all around the country from all sorts of unions, including the AFT and the Teamsters and the BCTGM and the Detroit Metro AFL-CIO and the and Ask Me and the St. Paul Trades and Labor Assembly, the Longshore and Warehouse Union Workers on the West Coast, the Newspaper Guild and the CWA. So we have a lot of editors and reporters from many of the bigger unions around the country participating on our board and serving as a resource of knowledge for reporters and editors who are starting up at a local union and are looking for guidance. And so we have conventions and workshops and trainings for up and coming labor communicators who are looking for really education on how to produce a good newspaper, how to start a website, how to effectively use email, how to produce a radio show. And so it's
Oh, I better look at that.
Yeah. Well, I think you got one going.
Well, we're always striving for competency here at the Labor Hour. So
glad to hear it.
Well, anyway, I think we ought to wrap up here. Maybe you could go ahead and reiterate your website's URL and perhaps your contact information.
Absolutely. The website for the ILCA is ILCA Online. That's O-N-L-I-N-E.org. And you can give us a phone call at 202-974-8039. Or you can reach me by email at D as in David, Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, at AFLCIO.org.